Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Here to make your day better, and hopefully you will enjoy it and share this with someone. Happy birthday born day. If today is your birthday, it's Monday, August 29th. It is the last, very last Monday of the month, and we're celebrating with my sister, Hattie Frierson Johnson, who has made the transition from the physical body into spirit, which is, we've always been spirit. But she's no longer with us, but always in our heart. So happy birthday, Hattie. And happy birthday to Michael Jackson. His birthday is today as well. So I know there's going to be celebrations all over the city, but right now we're celebrating you. How about that? So today's topic is cheating. Why do I stay? Part two. And it's a little bit deeper than you think it is. Because part one was some kind of interesting. So it was like, oh my God, we got to go back and do part two. And we've even designed a cheat retreat. Have you ever heard of such a thing? Probably not, but I'm going to share that with you right about here. And that way you can go to my blog and check it out. Zelda, what's the cheat retreat? Well, that's why you go here and you'll see. It's on my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, because cheating in more ways than one than we are aware of and how it affects us. So I just want to share that with you. This is what you'll see when you go to the blog. The cheat retreat, why do I stay? It's a different retreat every second Saturday, so be sure and go and check that out, okay? That's at ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. And congratulations in the news to the Boss Network, Kamika Smith. She was on the news this morning for awarding black entrepreneurs who received 10 grand each to help start their business. Now, that's a lot. That's not a lot of money, but it's some money, and it's money that will help. So congratulations to all the winners. I was listening to a show last night on Intellectual Radio where mental health clinician Khalid Scott, he's a regular here, quarterly participant here on the Female Solution, and they were talking about cheating and why women stay. Very interesting show. So if you get a chance, go back and see that. It's on Facebook. Intellectual Radio came on last night, Sunday night, 6 o'clock. Go check that out. If you're listening online, and we know you are, we appreciate you, and thank you so much for sharing and liking this video, because somebody you know needs to hear this today. They deserve to hear this. And if you would like to type in the comment section, yeah, I know someone, and you can also type in there what city you are calling from, I'm sorry, watching from, and that is Hamida. Am I pronouncing that right? Hamida Zia. Good morning, sis. Great, guys. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And if you are watching us on any of the social media channels, we're on Facebook.com, HLN TV show. There it is right there. Kind of covered up this one, but you see it over my head right there. And it's higherlearningnetwork.org. If you go there, you'll see everything. And also on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. But don't forget about my YouTube channel, Zelda Speaks, or Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. But right now, I think we're going to take a look at the weather for those who are headed out and about this morning. It is a hot mess, as it always is on Monday morning. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Traffic and weather brought to you by Karen Kelly of iTex.com. iTex is great for entrepreneurs. If you are a business owner or what's the word for it? A hustler? Is that the word? Business owner, entrepreneur. If you're an entrepreneur, you can get $100 to go shopping immediately just by mentioning my name. Excuse me. Zelda Speaks, and they will give you $100 to go shopping, and you can get office supplies, we bought cars, took vacations, anything you can think of, we've done it. So go to itex.com, and you will see that information there. But if you're headed out about this morning, did I mention travel to Hawaii? I just saw something for Hawaii. Where else were they going? Vegas, Africa, Mexico, everywhere. So I'm just trying to wait till it cools down a little bit, because it makes no sense for me to go somewhere hot and it's hot here. I want to wait till it's cold here and go somewhere hot. That's how I'm going. Anyway, if you're traveling out and about this morning, no reported delays on CTA or Metro, but it's going to be one hot day. You think yesterday was hot. Ooh, I left out and came right back in. Warm and muggy, high 88 today, almost 90. Severe weather storm, weather threats clearing up tonight. About 68 degrees, so you might want to check your weather before you head out today. As we take a look at the Kennedy inbound, it is jammed, packed, as it always is. It's 30 minutes inbound and 21 minutes outbound. It was jammed at Klein Avenue earlier. That has been cleared. On the Edens inbound, 2619 on the reverse. On the Eisenhower, that's a whole other story. 37 minutes inbound, 24 out. On the Stevenson, it's jammed at US 30. It's 29 minutes in and 20 on the reverse. On the Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown, it is 16 minutes and 12 minutes on the reverse. And Bishop Ford, 18 in. Expect ongoing road work. You can expect delays as 18 minutes. And last but not least, DuSable Lakeshore Drive, 11 minutes in and 9 minutes out. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTex.com. Hope you're getting out and about enjoying some of this weather, because it's going to be cold pretty soon and you will not want to be outside. And chances are, if you're inside, you've ate a little bit more than you should have. So some have gained a few pounds. And some have become ill as a result of that, and some have developed diabetes and may not know it. So be sure and go and check out diabeticdonut.com. That's my story of how I reverse type 2 diabetes. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. That's why you always see me drinking here. My drink, apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, and turmeric. Ugh, but it works. That's all I can say. And I shouldn't have made that face. I'm sorry. But it works. What can I say? And remember to set those DVRs for the High Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. And speaking of Channel 19, if you know anything that is going on in the world of politics in Chicago, you know it's crooked here. I just had to see it. You know. And there's some things that are going on that are trying to stop the progress of a man with such a big heart, Dr. Willie Wilson, who is helping the community with gas and groceries, and he's running for mayor, and he is receiving a serious challenge. And that challenge now affects you. Well, it's always affected you, but it's right in your face right now, because I have got to share this with you, what's going on with the voting polls. He had a press conference last week, and there's another one this week. And his team is with him, and you can see Ricky Hinton, he is infuriated about the trickery that's going on in City Hall. So I'll just let you hear a little bit of it. Ricky Hinton, former state senator Ricky Hinton, and he is serious about this, and he's showing you how he has a list of how 77 precincts have been closed. You can't even go vote for the mayor if you want to, because you're going to have to go out of your way. Mm-hmm. So there's some shenanigans going on in City Hall and the Chicago Board of Elections. So if you want to see that, it's on my YouTube channel, the rest of it. He breaks down those 77 precincts that have been closed. Yep, and they live, they're closed right where we live. So what does that tell you? They don't want a man in there who has a heart for people. They want to keep funding the big corporations. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So I just wanted to let you know that. But right about now, it is 7:15. It's time for your morning inspiration. And that is coming from Mike House. Who is Mike House, Zelda? Mike House is a fellow journalist who sends me daily inspiration, and I share it with you. And it says, blessed to bless others. Right on time. God's gifts, grace, provisions, and blessings flow to us through a web of relationships, circumstances, and interactions with others. Are you using or allowing your gifts and blessings to flow freely through you to others? The blessings you have can be used to build someone up or to serve others. You can know whether you are using God's gifts to bless others by observing the fruit they produce. Are the people encouraged by your gifts? Are they motivated to seek God and to learn more about Him? While we are thankful for the material things that the Lord gives us, we are truly blessed. Excuse me, when we share our gifts as a representation of our love, our peace, our patience, and our satisfaction, our joy, and so many other aspects of God. Truly, I can affirm with power and authority, I am a conduit for Spirit to move through. I am blessed to bless others. And so it is. Give, and it will be given to you, for with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And that comes from Luke 38. Inspiration on Monday Morning Mindfulness with Mike House. Be sure to share that with someone. And now it's that time where we take the time to meditate, to activate. What do you mean by that, Zelda? Well, let me share a little something with you. I have learned that there is a, I don't want to use the word conspiracy, but I'm going to use the word conspiracy. There are powers that be that don't want to, that don't want you to be quiet. That's why we here at the Higher Learning Network make it our business. Oh, and I forgot to talk about the homeless situation as well. Please go to our blog. I'm sorry, our Instagram page. Y'all know I'm challenged with this social media stuff, but I'm working on it to help support the homeless. We've got all kinds of videos there. Oh, hln.homeless.project. That's our Instagram page, and I'll pull that up. But right about now, I want to share with you one of the things that we've done to help the homeless, and that is to just start selling T-shirts because people want to see something for their money. Sometime, not everyone. And these are the products that help support the homeless. And this is my favorite. Need love, self-love. Because we're looking too much for love on the outside when we should be looking for love on the inside. How do you find that love? By getting quiet. You're not going to hear it when you got the telephone in your ear 24/7. You're not going to hear it when you you got the radio on, you got the TV on, you're driving, it's just not available to you. So you have to remind yourself that your quiet time is the best thing that you can do for yourself in the course of a day. So as we take a look at these T-shirts, I want you to keep in mind that you've got to go to my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks, and also on Higher Learning TV show. And it talks about designer clothing and how the rich, how they stay rich with designer clothing. And when you take a selfie, you got to see it. You just got to see the video. It's short. It's like 2, 3, 4 minutes. But right now I want to focus on this Monday morning mindfulness meditation And the T-shirts are a reminder for that. So we're going to start with the first one, which is inhale affirmations and exhale negative self-talk. So let us become quiet. Let us become still. Close our eyes, sitting up straight in our chairs. Just be comfortable wherever you are. Close your eyes and take a long, deep breath. And all you're going to do is inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. So close your eyes and inhale deeply. And just listen to the sound to quiet your mind. As you breathe in and breathe out, pay attention to the breath, because it is the breath that will keep you safe in times of chaos and confusion. It is the breath that will help you keep your sanity. It is your first line of defense when you are attacked mentally, emotionally, physically. It is your breathing that calms you down. You know, when you're excited, you breathe really, really, really fast. Well, when you purposely take a breath, this is what you can do. You can start the process by inhaling affirmations and exhaling negative self-talk. So let's inhale a positive affirmation. And nothing is more important than health. So I like to say, I am healthy. Inhale that and see how that feels. And exhale negative self-talk. Whatever it is that your mind is telling you right about now, Zelda, it's taking too long, I need to get to the point. No, you need to get quiet. You deserve to know that there is a power within you that has not been tapped, because they didn't teach us that in elementary school, pre-K, high school, or college. So we will continue the process of inhaling deeply. Inhale affirmations and exhale negative self-talk. Once more, inhale affirmations and exhale negative self-talk. As we continue to breathe in and breathe out, our next affirmation is to inhale genius and exhale doubt. Once more, inhale genius and exhale doubt. Once more, inhale genius, the genius in me. And exhale doubt. Well, no one has ever told you that before, so how would you know? Well, now you know. Inhale once more. Hold it. And exhale. And this is exactly what we're doing this morning. We inhale, meditate to activate. Let's inhale once more. Hold it. And exhale. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And why are we doing this? Because we want to change the focus that is in our minds, that all these thoughts are running through our minds right now. When we take the time to focus on our breathing and listen to the still, small voice, we can never go wrong. I promise you, this is how it works. Inhale once more. Hold it. And exhale. How does that feel? If you are inhaling deep enough, you will feel your chest expand. So let's do that again. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And stretch. And stretch. Move that body, because as an 88-year-old woman told me, a body in motion stays in motion. And that's what's happened to many of our seniors. They've been immobile. People feel good. They sit all day. And that's just not good. And what am I doing now? It's called the higher learning hip roll. And Naeem and I came up that one day when I had back issues. let's speak in the past tense. And my chiropractor said, you need to move as much as you possibly can. You cannot sit at a computer for 8 hours a day. So I move, and that's what I invite you to do, too. Is to turn around and stretch that body. Give it a little this morning. Turn around and stretch again. Oh, yes. This is all part of the meditation to activate. See, because they don't want you to meditate. They want to keep you focused. The powers that be want to keep you focused on all the electronics so you don't pay attention to the inner voice that always has the answers. How do you think I came up with the cheap retreat? It just came to me. I sit quiet. I have my cup of tea, and I look out the window, and I breathe in and breathe out, and I ask the ancestors, my mom, Katie, my uncles, my aunts, my grandma, I ask them all to come to me and speak to me and show me what it is that I need to do so that I can share it with you. And that's how I came up with the cheat retreat. And you can come up with a lot of ideas, too, and make them manifest, but you have got to take the time. You deserve to take the time to listen to the still, small voice that is always speaking to you, but all you got to do is listen. You just got to find a time. Like you make appointments to go here, get your hair done, your nails shopping, whatever. Make an appointment with yourself, even if you have to do it first thing in the morning at 5 o'clock when everybody's asleep, just so you can get some peace, or in the bathroom where nobody will mess with you. Just start with 5 minutes, just breathing and just listening and asking the spirit to guard you, to guide you, and direct you to what it is the spirit wants you to do. And I know what you know what that feels like. Mm-hmm. Can I get a witness? Somebody type in yes. Type in yes. Yes. So as we breathe in, hold it, and we breathe out. Let's take all of that energy as we take these last final breaths as we breathe in. Bring that energy all the way up to the top of the head and allow the energy to float down through the face and the chin and rest on the shoulders as we breathe in. Rotate those shoulders as we breathe out. And as we breathe in, feeling the chest expand. And as we exhale, giving thanks for the power of the breath as it moves down through our chest, solar plexus, the back, and the hips, and the thighs, and the knees. Oh, yes, Lord, those glorious knees. Rub those knees. You don't have to be a former skater to have knee issues. Yes, I know. As we breathe in, sending more love, light, and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arches and the instep and the toes. Yes, wiggle those toes. Don't they feel good? Yes, send that love of the energy back up through the toes, the feet, the heel, the ankles, the arches, the legs, and the knees. Rub those knees again if you need to. I know I'm not the only one. Tell me I'm not the only one. Inhale deeply. Bringing more love, light, and energy through the breath back up through the hips, the buttocks, and the back, and the neck, and feel free to take those hands. This is where I hold all my stress. And just knead the neck with your fingers like that. Just feel that tension. Oh, yes, feel that. Mm-hmm. Knead it. Massage it. Yeah, it makes a difference. Inhale deeply. Love on your body. Love on yourself. You can't wait on anyone else. Can't get to the massage therapist, honey. Do what you do. And inhale deeply, bringing all that energy back up through the neck, the chin, and the face, and the top of the head, and we exhale. Inhale once more. And bring the head forward, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head to the left. And bring it back around to the, and around to the right. And slowly bring it back around to the front, head up, inhale deeply.
Of Chicago. found out that Willie Wilson did not run the business. Paid for by Willie Wilson for Banks.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Anything that can go wrong has a tendency to do that, and I just don't trip out. I just take a deep breath.
Do you worry about finances? Family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com. Or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
And as you can see the sign on the screen, higherlearningnetwork.org, this is the organization that I work with that helps the homeless community get whatever it is that they need. Tents, we're working on getting 10 tents right now. If you go to my, if you go to our Instagram page, hln.homeless.project, you can see the work that we're doing, and you can also see more information about the project. But this is one of the organizations that we started with Quick Click in order to earn money, and you can too, so this helps us get those tents and other things. So check this out, and we'll get on with the show. Yeah.
Welcome to QuickLay, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickLay. On QuickLay, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickLay marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique quick link that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's quick link on her phone and purchases the pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's quick link, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own quick link and begin earning quick cash as well. But QuickLay is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickLay rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickLay makes, Laura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their quick cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
And you too can be a, what's the word, subscriber or part of the platform that helps people help themselves, because when you buy things, if you understood that correctly, you get a link and you share that link, and that link is on my blog. But now let's get to the story at hand. Oh, we've got some comments here. If you want to join the conversation this morning, please call in 515-605-9325. I see a hand up on the board, 312-802. I'll be coming to you shortly. And I just want to share some of the comments. Jody Susan, our Tuesday morning host, says, I am led by the divine. And she also says, I'm going for a walk while I listen to you. Thank you, Jody. And she also says, my heart emojis to Andre. No, I think I didn't say Andre. I said Deborah. I might have said, you know, early in the morning, tongue-tied, what can I say? And ignore the mean emoji. Something wrong with it. It's always something wrong. Oh, she says EMF neutralizers are on quick. Now, oh, wow, wonderful. I'll be sharing that information on my blog as well, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. So the topic of the day is cheating. Why do I stay? Part two. Last week was so good. It was simply, we had to have a part two, and we may have to have a part three. I don't know. In the meantime, in between time, let's go to the phone line, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Tell us who you are, what's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your comment as it relates to cheating. Why do I stay? Part two. Grand Rising, 312-802. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from? 312-802, unmute yourself. I don't know what's going on, but you need to mute yourself, and when you do, you can speak, because in the meantime, in between time, I want to tell you a little bit about what I learned as a child. And I grew up in Stateway Gardens. I didn't grow up there. I lived there for 5 years. But on the south side of the city. And I never saw most of the people that lived in the projects of Stateway Garden, which is now Park Place. There were single mothers. You didn't see a lot of fathers. You saw some fathers, but you didn't see a lot. And you didn't see a lot of marriages. And the only marriage, I saw one marriage. That's why I never believed in marriage. The only one marriage I saw was Miss Claudia. I know she's dead and gone. But she was an alcoholic, and her husband was an alcoholic. And she beat his you-know-what mercifully, slapped him left and right. And I was like, and she lived on the same floor. So we would always go from our side of the building to the elevator. And in the elevator, you could see their
and she was always, hold on a sec, I think she, yeah, she dropped her car. You could see that she was, they were always, it was hot, you know, you're sitting out on the porch. And I would just see her belittle him, berate him, and he was such a mild and meek man that he would never hit her back, and I loved that about her. I didn't know that as a kid, but I know that now. He would never hit her back, but her verbal abuse, and she would smack him upside the head. So I never saw anything positive about marriages. And then, come to find out, I'm listening, one day he cheated on her. So the whole building knew. And as I look back at this, it makes me think about how the relationship that I've been in, and I only knew of one. I think I was in my 40s, that I was in a relationship where I was verbally abusive. And I'm not an alcoholic, didn't want to drink, because I drank one time and got drunk while I think I was 13 years old, and I said, that will never happen to me again. I puked in the bed I was in. I was with some friends, and they sent me to another house, took me to another friend's house, and I puked again. So that was very embarrassing. I never want to drink. Saying all that, I did keep, display the traits that I saw Miss Claudia use on her husband, and as a result of that drinking, I digress. When I got in a relationship, I'm not going to call his name, he may be dead, I don't know. We weren't getting along. He's very sensitive. And he went out and had an affair. And he came back and he told me. And guess what he said? If you want to know what he said, type it in the comment area. He said, we sat down and had a conversation, because he'd been gone like 2-3 days, and I was like, okay. And at the time, I was homeless. And I'm staying with my brother, who passed on, who, by the way, fixed the S-curve on Lakeshore Drive, Patrick Bradley, it's on my YouTube channel. And I'm staying in him, I got my own room upstairs. But, you know, there's nothing like having your own. And we sat down, and he said, I slept with somebody else. And I was like, what? And you going to tell me about it? I'm in shock. And he said, yeah, because he's just that kind of guy. He's honest. He's open and honest. We had an open and honest relationship, and he told me that, and I guess he thought I was going to stay with him. But I was like, oh, no, especially after he told me who he slept with. Not my mom. Of course, not my mother. My mom passed. Not my sister. That's a whole nother show. I'll tell you about that one. Not a cousin, not a relative. He slept with a prostitute that gave him, I don't know, was it syphilis or gonorrhea? Gave him some kind of venereal disease. But I forgave him, but I also left him. Because she gave it to you, you will not give it to me. And with that being said, I didn't know it at that time, but I wasn't going to allow myself to be cheated on in a way that could harm my health, because people have died from venereal disease. Ask me how I know. I worked at Rush Presbyterian Hospital as a medical photographer in the 90s, and I saw what the disease did to beautiful girls. What we in America say is beautiful, long black flowing hair, you know, they got the Indian hair, caramel colored complexion, beautiful, just beautiful spirit. But I had to go and photograph her body for the statistics, because that's what medical photographers did, and her body was just ate up. It was like, you seen the monkeypox? Times 10. That's what her body looked like. So that was a very important lesson for me. And I promised myself, if I was ever in a relationship again, that if they cheated on me, I wasn't staying. I didn't stay that time, and I'm not going to stay in the future. Because when you do that, it does something inside of you. You shrink inside. You are made to feel less than the superior, the genius, the true divine energy of spirit that you are. And when you cannot feel your very best on a daily basis, you shrink a little bit inside every single day. Now, this is referring to infidelity, but there are lots of other areas in our lives where we are cheating ourselves. How is that so, Zelda? That is so because if you are working a job where they're stealing your ideas and they're getting promoted and getting an education, you're cheating yourself. Well, they may be cheating you, but you cheat yourself if you stay there and if you don't speak up for yourself. Well, you say, if I speak up for myself, I may get fired. That's a possibility. So you have to determine whether or not you're going to do that. If you are in a situation where you need information or you share information and somebody takes that information and they do something with it and you don't get credit for it, there's all kinds of cheating. And I will be joined by the sisters this morning. Khalid Scott says, happy Monday. Oh, happy Monday. He is the mental health specialist, 30-year veteran specialist who was on, what's the name, Intellectual Radio last night on Facebook, talking about why men cheat and the women who love them. Are you one of those women? Oh, we've got some comments here. Vieta Robinson says, my sister from another mister says, you hit the nail on the head. Men and women often cheat because they get verbally or physically abused at home and love language away from home. No such thing. Love language at home or away from home. If you don't get it somewhere, that will cause a void in you. And that void will cause you to do things on the outer rim that may not be of your best interest, like getting in an affair to get back at the other person. Lord have mercy. That is just not something that you want to get involved in, because you're the one that's going to suffer. And I'm so sorry, Minister Cynthia, I dropped your call, but please feel free to call back. I think that was Minister Cynthia, 515-605-9325. And I do know that Naima Latif, our executive producer, is joining us this morning on the Female Solution, and she says that she did not get the link. So I have to send the link to her again. And if you will bear with me for just a moment, I'm sending it to her, and then she can join us here. But I want to know if you would type in any questions that you or comments that you may have as it relates to cheating, why do I stay? Because Khalid says, I'm listening to the show. Thank you, Khalid, and you can feel free to call in if you like, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And Naima is joining us now. And if you would like to comment, I want you to keep up. You can comment on the board as you have been doing. Sometimes I understand that people are a little hesitant about sharing their information online because they don't want people to know that they're in a situation where there may be some cheating. You may be the cheater, not the cheatee. Chris says, good morning, Grand Rising. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We greatly appreciate that. Vieta Robinson says, my ex had more critical language toward me, and I met plenty of men who were more complimentary. Yeah, and that will make you seek out attention from another man when you are in a relationship that is not conducive to your best health. Is that cheating if you're talking to someone? There's no physical contact, no hands, no hugs, no kissing, none of that. But if you are seeking compliments, you know, you put your best face on, you put your best clothes on, smelling good, looking good, and you're about to walk out the door and your husband don't even see you, your significant other, your boyfriend, girlfriend, LBGTQ, whatever, they don't recognize you, that makes you feel some kind of way, doesn't it? And that some kind of way is not good. Ah, Jody hit the nail on the head. Yes, baby, we learn the behaviors in our childhood. I'm just telling you, that's what I learned about marriage from Ms. I remember her last name, but Claudia was her first name. Ooh, honey, she beat him mercifully. Let's go to the phone lines. 515-605-9325. Press 1. Defeat 111-1111. You're live on the Female Solution. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hi, who's this?
Grand Rising. How you doing, my sister?
Grand Rising. How are you? Who is this?
Wonderful. This is Obadiah.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in, Obadiah. Where are you calling from?
Yeah. From Chicago, you know, the old hood, Stateway Gardens, PCs and all of that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, back in the day. So, you know, we always relate to all that. But anyway, check this out, Zelda. Number one, I think everybody's got stuff all the way back. First of all, when you meet people, if you're in a relationship with somebody and you get married and the marriage is decent, guess what? That means they enhance you and make you a better person. So when you're a better person, you're a better person not only for yourself, but you're much more desirable to many other people.
To begin with.
Okay, now secondly, you just brought up something about relationships. No relationship is the same. I don't care how perfect your so-called relationship is. That does not exist. We live in a society where you need other people. So this idea that, oh, we're married and we're perfect and y'all standing on top of the world, that's insane. In real life, we connect with other people in our walk of day life. You're going to meet somebody. You might be on the bus. Y'all got compatibility. Interesting. Y'all have different talents and gifts that you put together that makes a whole different mix. They ain't got nothing to do with person A, B, or C. So what happens is in traditional society, people get off into this thing where they want to tell somebody, but then people get angry, so they don't tell. So you got all of those secrets and stuff. But the reality is everybody should just be open. You know what I've taken to doing now, Zelda? I introduce everybody to everybody.
Mm.
If I'm sitting in a car with a friend, hey, meet Fran. Hi, Fran. Meet Beth. Hey, see her. Meet this one. And introduce everybody. Sometimes they don't like it or they don't care, but guess what? It's perfect because everybody finds they have so many things in common. One friend can actually help another friend. So this is about introducing people that are interesting to you and helpful to you to others that you know. Then that eliminates any concept of cheating, because here's the last piece. Most of the time people think this cheating and stuff is just sex and all that. That's bull. People need so many different things, like somebody to pray with, somebody to study, somebody to help you. If you're in the music, to help you write your music or to sing your music or to play some music. We all have, especially black people, we got so many gifts and talents that if you just went around the circle and you share with different people, they could bring out at least 10 of the talents that you have. It's no shade at the person you're with, but they can only give you what they can give you freely. So lastly, every relationship takes this every day. One person got to put their hand in and the other puts their hand in. No relationship gets by off somebody dragging both people. It don't work like that. As a matter of fact, a good relationship is when you have two healthy individuals on a goal working towards something that's for the greater good. And I don't mean just sex. I'm talking about not even personal. I'm talking about for the betterment of society, for the betterment of the universe. I met a friend within the last 6 months, we've already created a ministry. So you're supposed to work with people in all ways advance, in all the ways you can, especially spiritually and mentally. Because when you get so high up and you're moving up there in the spiritual realm, you ain't got time to be doing that physical stuff because you're trying to ascend, girlfriend, to be the best you can be. So that's what it's about. But see, here's the catch. We need each other. In church, they teach you saints and sinners, right? But guess what? If you a saint, I know you was a sinner, only saved by grace. So how are you going to stand around up on a high pedestal looking down on people calling them sinners? No, wrong answer. You got to get down there with the so-called sinners, since you got so much sainthood, and help them out. Go around the worst people and let's see how your light can shine when somebody's almost drowning. Mm. Look for some light in them and give them a compliment. I do it all the time, Zelda. I walk up to the worst person, the one that stinks, don't nobody want to talk to them. And I go up to them and say, you know, things will be getting better soon because we need each other. No matter how far you get, you got to have somebody else to make the circle complete, because when you have information, you have to give it to others. Otherwise, it's just going to die with you. Appreciate you, sister, to keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Obadiah from Chicago. Thank you so much for calling and sharing this morning, because that's pretty powerful, and it's true. And if you would like to share your comments, we'd love to hear them. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And the topic is cheating. Why do I stay? And, yeah, Jody says, we learned those behaviors in our childhood. Well, you can see that's where I learned mine from. And John Caldwell says, The Legend of Zelda. It's not the Nintendo game. Maika says, why do we stay when an agreement has been dishonored? That is the question. She also says, dishonorable people dishonor their agreements. And I love that, because it is an agreement. And once you break the agreement, you break the trust. And the trust is gone. You can never trust that person again, because in the back of your mind, there's always going to be a voice telling you, if he did it once, if she did it once, if they did it once, chances are they will do it again. And I'm listening to the show last night with Khalid Scott, a mental health professional, and he gave three reasons why people stay in relationships. And I can't remember exactly what they were. Khalid, type it in if you can. I know one was convenience, because there was one relationship where I think they were married, and the wife was, I mean, the husband had cheated multiple times, I mean, lots of times, and the children were seeing this, and the question was asked was, why did you stay? And that was her question. It was like, honey, he's ill or something, and when he dies, we're going to collect. So I'm not going to put my money out, throw my money away because he out with a little floozy. And I was like, wow. So people do stay for convenience, because it's easier and less struggle to be in a relationship where there are two people. But if the question is, because of finances, you know, things are tight for people. So the question is, do I stay and continue to degrade myself or feel bad about myself because I'm in a situation that is where I have been dishonored? The agreement has been disrespected. It has been dissolved. How do you overcome that? Well, one of the things that I'm learning, and not from personal experience of being cheated on, because I didn't stay with him, is that we have got to find a way to make it okay. Ooh, did you say, what you mean, make it okay? Make it okay with yourself, because you are the one who has to choose how you're going to handle this situation. And one of the best ways I know to make it okay with yourself is to begin the work from the inside out. That's why we meditate to activate, because as women, we have a tendency to blame ourselves. And that's what they were talking about on the show last night. Why did he leave me? What did I do wrong? Well, honey, this, because you don't know what the circumstances are on why he cheated, that had nothing to do with you. It was about a void that was in him, and he couldn't fill that void with you. So he has to go searching somewhere else. And as a result of seeking that attention, he became, as what Jada Pinkett would call, an entanglement. And how does that make you feel? That makes you feel bad about yourself. I'm not worthy. because he cheated on me. Men have been cheating for years. Women have been cheating. And I heard on the show last night, women have mastered the art of cheating. I used to hear this as a child. A woman can look up longer than a man can look down. I didn't know what that meant. Did you hear that? Type that in the comment section if you heard it. I didn't know what it meant then, but I know what it means now. Do you know? Let me know. Type that in the comment section, and I'll go back to it. John Caldwell says, dishonor, disrespect. And, you know, disrespect in the black community is a big thing. We will kill somebody, shoot somebody over some disrespect nonsense. Chris says, Jody is so right. Thinking about this, my parents split when we were very young. They each went and married their lifetime partners. It provided an excellent example of not to stay in an unhealthy relationship. You are so right, Chris. Thank you so very much for sharing that. Because why do you stay in a relationship that is not healthy? Thank you, John. A lot of good points. And that's just from living. Maika says, did the person enter the relationship in an honorable way? You know, there's a lot of cheating going on. So, you know, karma is always moving. Honor is a principle. So are you connecting in an honorable and principled way into this relationship? Ooh, yes, Maika, thank you. Or are you sneaking? And you wonder why you're being disrespected. Because the most disrespect doesn't come from out there. It doesn't come from the other person. It comes from within. Because we allow ourselves to be involved in a relationship that is disrespecting us, and we stay in it for whatever reason, convenience. You want a father for your children, or you want a wife for your children. You stay in it because you're familiar with that situation. It's frightening to be in a situation that you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know how you're going to make it, as the old folks used to say, from pillar to post. You just have no idea, and that is frightening. If you don't know how you're going to take care of yourself and your children, how do you do that? Ooh, it's 8:07. I am so sorry. I have went over the break. And it's time for the next break, so please bear with me. I'm going to come back to your phone, 773-436. We'll be back to you after the break, so stay close. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, We understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Joining us back here on The Female Solution, I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I am sharing with you the Teen Talent Contest, in which we will be announcing the winner from just this past Saturday. The Teen Talent Contest, the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, is every last Saturday of the month. And this past Saturday, if you go to our YouTube channel, you'll see the contestants that we had, and we'll be announcing the winner before we go off. So if you know of teens who between the ages of 13 and 19, please send them to higherlearningnetwork.org so that they can see the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest and participate. Sing, dance, rap, direct, roller skate, you know, all the things that young people do. Cinematography, photography, video editing, anything that they can do. We've had dancers. We had a mural artist. I didn't think about a mural artist. But if they have talent, we want to see them. So you can check that out on our webpage at higherlearningnetwork.org. So just wanted to share that with you. And this is information that's coming up about the Cheat Retreat. Zelda, what is the Cheat Retreat? Well, this is a thought that came to me about we have our weekly meetings, my sisters of the microphone. And just as I was about to enter the meeting, the thought occurred to me, the Cheat Retreat. And I was like, oh, okay. And then we started talking about how we cheat on ourselves. We cheat on our thinking. We cheat on our living. How many of us have started a diet and not kept it? Why do we keep doing that to ourselves? Honey, I'm at this age. I am not on anybody's diet. I'm a big girl, been a big girl. I've been bigger. I'm getting smaller. Much grateful for that. But when you do that to yourself, when you judge yourself according to other people's standards, you're going to always come below of any expectation. So just stop. Don't do it. Just don't do it. And what I am going to do is bring to the screen our Monday Morning Mindfulness and Everyday Producer, Naima Latif, joins the club this morning, joins the conversation this morning. I was just telling them about our conversation yesterday.
Oh, yes.
The meeting about how it's not always about a relationship with somebody else. The most important relationship is the one with self. And Viata says soul contracts can also keep two people in a dysfunctional and toxic relationship. Wow. Didn't think about that, Viata. host of Soul Purpose Healing on Sunday evening, 7 until 9 p.m. That's on Facebook, Soul Purpose Healing, and also on The Female Solution. And John says, yeah, you made a lot of good points on Monday. You think I made a lot of good points, honey? Naima's on here now. Naima's going to take it away because I got to run and get me some more coffee. So Naima, coffee. I don't even drink coffee. I need some tea. Cheating, why do I stay? Part two. So, go ahead.
I think the challenge that people have is changing the idea that you own someone.
Mm.
That's what you really grow out of. Every relationship is of your own free will. You choose to be with someone, and if they feel like a soulmate, you know, someone who is helping your soul, I think Obadiah said earlier about, you know, you find someone that you're attracted to and you feel a commonality with, and that happens. And then you may choose to build a life together. You may choose to have children together. You may choose to build a business together. You may choose to do some kind of creative work together. So you, throughout your life, you have many people that you have commonalities with and you form relationships with. But the idea that someone owns you, owns the rights to your emotions, that's incorrect. We talked last week about how the whole institution of marriage has evolved from, in the beginning, it was a man owning a woman, and she was literally his property. And she could be inherited by his brothers when he died. So she could be passed along with the cows and the sheep and the furniture and the wife. So we have evolved from that. We are no longer owning people. We're no longer buying a bride. We're no longer, even though there are some cultures that have the custom still of a bride price, you know, but the idea is that this woman is agreeing to leave her family and come into yours, and whatever loss, I guess, of the family, you know, that bride price, you know, dowry in some cases called, is paid to the family. But the notion that you bought a woman, I mean, that no longer exists in legal terms, but emotionally, some people feel like if I'm married to you, that means I own you. I own the rights to you. I own the rights to your time. I own the rights to your emotions. And that's incorrect. You cannot own the soul of another person. You cannot own the body of another person. You cannot own a person. So the idea that I own you, that has to be removed if people are still holding that thought. And sometimes we do things to try to control someone that we believe we should own. Again, there was a time when women did not work outside the home and earn their own money in certain cultures because the idea was, I own you, I control whether or not you have money, I give you what I want you to have, you do what I say, and if you don't obey me, I can throw you out of the house. That's about control. Again, you're interfering with a person's free will, which is against divine law. So we want to have our unions now, as we're evolving as a human family, we want to have our unions be more in harmony with divine law, which is about free will. Love is something you share with someone. It's not something that you punish someone if they have feelings for someone else. So even in our choosing to be married, if we're choosing to build a life together, if for whatever reason the incompatibility develops, we have to now have the maturity not to destroy each other's lives as punishment. And I've seen this happen, and of course, one of our hosts, attorney Wendy Williams, during the shows that she had, she often talked about the awful things that she saw in the courtroom as a family law attorney. And people would be doing battle against each other, trying to destroy each other because they're angry because, you know, someone either didn't love them anymore or loved someone else. And so we're just blindly trying to destroy someone, keep them bankrupt and destitute and humiliated out of punishment. Well, we have to grow out of that as well. Because when you hurt your ex-spouse, you also hurt children. Even whether they have whether they have custody or not, when you hurt each other, you hurt the children. And that's the pain that they feel. That's why a lot of young people now, growing up, seeing their parents go to war with each other, they say, I don't want to be married. Because if that's what it looks like, you got to beat each other up in the house, on the street, in the court. I don't want that. I just want to be with somebody that I love. And then if we decide we don't love each other anymore, we can leave.
That's exactly why I never got married. I didn't see anything positive.
Yeah, because we didn't make it positive. We made it painful, and it doesn't have to be painful. Love does not hurt. And if it's hurting, then it's not love. It might be possession. It might be your ego's need to have something that you feel like gives you self-esteem, but it's not love. When it's love, it's of your free will. No one's making you stay because they're threatening to throw you out. No one making you spend time with them because they're going to be angry if you have other friends. That's not love. And when we can really experience what love is, love brings joy, love brings peace, love brings harmony. So if it's in conflict, it's not love. And we got to look at what is it that I'm doing in this relationship, the reason why it's painful. If someone loves you, they enjoy being in your presence. They're not doing it by force. They're not doing it out of fear. They're doing it out of love and a desire to share whatever it is you have, and they're sharing with you whatever they have. Now, if you get to a point where you're not in harmony and you need to separate, you should even be able to do that without hostility, without trying to hurt somebody or embarrass somebody or belittle somebody or cause them physical harm, throwing them out in the street, leaving them homeless. You know, all of these things. Why are we hurting people? Why are we hurting each other?
Because we've been hurt.
Because we've been hurt.
And we don't know what love is if we have to really experience real love.
So now that we are choosing to express things in its highest divine form, where the foundation of it is love and not fear, we have to dismantle those old belief systems about what marriage means. Marriage is a beautiful, wonderful thing. I love the years I was married. I was grateful for all that my husband gave me. When he transitioned, I was not angry at God saying, oh, you took my husband from me. No. He was done with his time here, and I fulfilled my agreement to stay with him until one of us transitioned, which he was the one at first, and it was okay. And we were at peace with him. And I learned a lot. And, you know, I grew in that relationship so that I know the next loving relationship that I have, I will have understanding and patience. I had to grow in those things, you know, during that marriage. But every marriage should teach you something.
Yes, ma'am.
And a lot of people have gotten married more than once. And I think we even need to change the language. You didn't have a failed marriage. It's not a failure. You know, every learning experience is a learning experience.
Yes.
It doesn't fail. I think maybe when we make those vows, maybe we should not bind each other to life. You know, this is a life that you can't get out of this until you die. Well,
say that.
You know, maybe...
Oh, death do us part. I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's not always the case. Learn the lesson from that experience.
Right. And, I mean, if you believe this is someone who's going to be your soulmate for life, well, that's fine. But at least give them the option to grow. They're with you because they choose to be, not because they're afraid if they leave, you're going to sue them for everything they have and drag them before a judge and make them pay alimony forever and talk about them real bad in front of the children, make the children hate them. Why are you doing that? That's not love. If you have a vision of something you want to achieve together in life, then let that be of your own free will, and you're choosing to be together because you love each other. Not because you're afraid that, well, if you leave, they're going to make the children hate you or any of those things. Or you can't have any other friends because they're going to feel like you might be attracted to someone else. And that happens a lot of times, too. Sometimes people don't have any of their own friends.
No.
And they get married, and that person is their whole life.
And that's
so they want that person to be their whole life, and they're like, oh, I had friends before I knew you. I want to hang out with my friends sometimes.
Thank you.
That is a big conflict in a lot of relationships when people still want to have their time with their friends.
And you lose right. yourself in the marriage if you don't have
right.
friends outside the marriage.
So you don't want to smother each other. You want to give each other the freedom to still live your independent time together. And then the times when you come together as a spouse, that should be a time that you enjoy, the special time you have with each other.
Thank
but
you.
Don't expect that person to give up their life when they marry you. They can't go out with their friends anymore. They can't enjoy the activities they used to enjoy with their friends. And maybe you don't like all the things. Maybe they used to like to go roller skating. Maybe that's not your thing. You can't decide, but you can't go skate anymore because you're married now and I don't skate.
Girl,
okay, so,
let me tell you, I was roller skating and playing beer with before I met Tony. And I told him, I said, if you want to be with me on this certain day, this is the day I skate and play bid with. If you don't skate and play bid with, then you won't see me on that day. And don't ask me what time I'm coming home because I don't know what when the game is over. That's what time I'm coming home. And luckily, he skates. So we don't have that problem. And he play bid with. He's not a bid with addict like I am. But still, he does. Girl, let's get some calls because we got to get off here at 9 o'clock. Dr. Willie Wilson has a press conference this morning at 10:30, and I got to be there because they're trying to close. They've closed. They're not trying to. They've closed 77 voting places, and that's going to stop people from getting to the polls. So there's some trickery going on. So let's go to the phone line and get some calls right quick. 773-436, you're live on the Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where you calling from? And what's your comment?
Hallelujah, greetings, Global Transformers. After three divorces and a legal separation, which means I am still married, I think I can speak to this subject. Why do women like Hillary Clinton stay with Bill, standing by her man? Why did Jackie Jackson stay with Reverend Jesse L. Jackson when he brought in a love child, another baby into their relationship? And let me give you the biblical reason. Well, the short answer is this: to keep our family together. He is, Obadiah is the uncle of my nieces and nephews. When you court a woman, but you marry a family, Obadiah is the only uncle that they have ever known. And our breakup will hurt them. And the biblical reason, it is written in that Black History Bible book, whose hero is a woolly-haired man with bronze-colored feet to match his bronze-colored face, that you must forgive. 70 times, 700 times, I told Obadiah, you have used up all of those times. Why am I here? Forgiveness is a condition of faith. It's not if you forgive. It is you must forgive that your Heavenly Father forgives you. So yesterday was my Earth Day birthday. Under an order of protection, Obadiah had a balloon wrapped around the doorknob. He had an inflatable balloon wrapped around the doorknob. Ever since he has had the order of protection against him, he has called me daily, all through the daily. Do you need something? Who's going to iron your clothes? Just constantly. The police officers call me up, ask me, are you all right? He has violated that order on the threat of going to jail because he loves me, because he tells me, I never told you I would leave you for Vietta Robinson or anybody else. I've been with you for 35 years. I love you. And constantly he is saying, that to me. He left my Earth Day birthday card in the mailbox, which could have sent him to jail. And when he wrapped the balloon around the doorknob and the gate, he could have been sent to jail because of that. When he came in the house and changed the light bulb and left the container from the light bulbs on the table and fed the cats because he went in the refrigerator, left the container on the porch. Today, I already got another. I had to report all these things that he had done. The police called me up before I did my Earth Day birthday celebration, and I said, is this normal? Do you usually call people up and ask them if they all right? Well, they did that to me. And today, a litany of things I have to report. And anytime I get ready, they will cart him off to jail. But why do I stay? Because I love him, and I know he loves me, but he has got he's living on cloud nine of ego and getting all of this attention from these enablers like Naima and like the other sister wives, that I am not going to have a sister wife. And I told him that, and he understands that. And if he thinks that he would leave me for Vieta, she could forget it. Why should I? I have a 35-year investment in my marriage, and I love my husband, and I know he needs treatment with his alcohol, or he wouldn't be making these decisions that could send him to jail directly. And why haven't I had him locked up? Because I know he is subject right now to undue influences and his ego being stroked and all of this enabling him into doing the wrong thing. And why? Another reason, biblically speaking, this believing wife can save the believing husband and vice versa. So it is my responsibility to get help for him.
Okay.
This is Deborah.
Thank you, Mama D. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that information. Wow, there's a lot going on there, and you can hear there's a lot of pain. What Eckhart Tolle referred to as pain body. And if you don't know what that is, please Google it. Eckhart Tolle, Eckhart, last name Tolle. He was on the Oprah Winfrey Show. That's how I heard about it.
Yeah, well,
we all need to hear that. But let's take our last break because I got to get out of here at 9 o'clock. But we all got to get out of here at 9 o'clock. We might have to have a part three. Lord, the way this is going. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts. On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face-to-face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com. for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
And yes, we are online in the last 20 minutes of this show on cheating, part two. Why do I stay? My sister from another mister says soul contracts can also keep two people in a dysfunctional and toxic relationship. It happens all the time. Thank you so much for that, Vieta. We got to get some calls before we get out of here. 773-960, what's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your comment as it relates to cheating? Why do I stay? Part two. Where you calling from?
Hey, this is Cooper James. Family call me Chris James.
And what's your comment? Yes, loud and clear. Go right ahead.
You're talking about cheating?
Yes. This is about cheating. Why do I stay? Part two. What's your comment?
I'm going to do part three. I've been celibate for 7 years, so I can't cheat.
Okay. All right.
You know, I can't cheat because I'm making myself accountable.
Have you ever cheated? Have you ever cheated, Mr. Kofi James?
You can only cheat when you get married.
Oh.
Ah, that's you over there,
oh.
Dinner.
Been in a relationship where you were not married, but you cheated, and because it wasn't a marriage, it was okay.
No, I've been in a relationship 6-8 years. I was faithful, but I tell somebody that it's over. See,
you're breaking up.
I said there's no cheating when it's over.
Oh.
You there?
Okay, yeah. We got that.
When it's over, there's no cheating. Okay? When you break up, it's over. Don't get back. Get yourself right.
Okay. Spend some time with yourself.
It's all about choices. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know everybody is focused on attacking their relationship between black men and black women. I see it. It's funny. But in the end, we're learning something. A lot of women and men are practicing celibacy to get themselves out of an emotional situation. So when they meet someone else, they don't have any emotional baggage.
We all got some emotional baggage. We carry it.
No, you can get rid of it. Hello.
That's a matter of choice. We're here. Go ahead. We've got other calls.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. But we're gonna go to the next caller. Area code 407-701. You're live on the Female Solution. Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Grand Rising, ladies. This is Viata out here in the sun and nature and. I just wanted to share about my grandchildren that Zelda knows, Auntie Zelda met and loved, and how they're teaching me so much about pain. Because their parents, my son and their mother, divorced after 6 years of marriage. And my grandchildren were very young. They were only 2 years old and I think four, respectively. And I have my most important role right now is a grandmother. Regardless of what other things I do, blog talk, radio, whatever, my most important role is grand because I know their pain that they went through when their parents at that young age divorced. So I think all of us can learn from children. Children are such good teachers because they have exhibited pain while they've been going from house to house after the divorce. And I'm seeing very gradually the pain is turning to joy. Because we are loving these children in different ways. My son spoils them with all these toys and all these foods and all that. But my joy comes when I can share my wisdom with them and they receive it. And then I see them start blossoming. So I just wanted to share that we can come out of the pain. Number one, my daughter-in-law was the one who initiated the divorce because of the alcohol my son was abusing and other things. You know, they just weren't compatible after a while. And now she's remarried again. So sometimes the woman has to initiate a divorce when she cannot handle the energy of her husband, whether it's cheating or alcohol or something else. We got women have to take over sometimes, and that's what I encouraged last night on my show. It's time for the queens and the goddesses to make the choices. If you have that mind to be a queen and a goddess consciousness, then take over and bring peace into your life, and don't complain so much. Don't blame so much. Don't put shame on others. But my grandchildren are learning to be responsible and take care of their body temple and control their emotions. Emotional intelligence, that's my theme for the month, emotional intelligence, and that's what will bring peace. So thank you, ladies, for this discussion. Again, we may need to go, I think you said part three, but thank you for the discussion. I'm learning a lot because I have two beautiful grandchildren who are teaching me a lot. So have a beautiful day.
And tell them both I said good morning, Grand Rising, and yes, I missed you, and I'll be seeing them soon.
Back. Yeah, they're coming back today. They were at their mom's all weekend, so we get them back for 2 days. It's on and off. But that's the energy conflict they have to deal with, going back and forth, back and forth. But I'm just here to welcome them with love and wisdom. And I think that's what we all, women especially, should be focusing on, bringing in the love and wisdom that's been missing from this patriarchal warmongering system that we're in. So thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate that. That's Viata, my sister from another mister. Her show comes on Friday morning, health and well-being, Friday morning, 7 a.m. from 9 a.m., and then again on Sunday evening, soul purpose healing, from 7 to 9 p.m. Did I say that right, ma'am?
Right, Central Time, yes.
Central Standard Time.
From the East Coast, you know, it's 8 to 10.
Right. And what you see here on the board for those who are online, you can see we've got the Cheat Retreat coming up. We're just getting so many calls and requests to continue this show. It's like we're going to do part three next week. But this is not...
It's a big issue.
It's a big issue.
One of the reasons why a lot of our families are falling apart because there are issues with infidelity if people are married, and if they're not married, they're not getting married because they want to have multiple intimate partners. So if we're trying to build a community, we have to figure out what is the best way for us to heal this pain. And I'm really glad to hear Mama Dee say she loved her husband. I think love is the foundation for everything. You got to figure out how you can heal the pain. And in relationships, both of them be learned as adults. You can't control enough adults. And we've had situations where people have tried, you know, like men trying to control women by keeping them penniless. You know, I won't let you work. And that was the real biggest step after World War II and all these women, and you've got their own money. And now they're coming back into a relationship. And the reason why they're staying isn't because they can't take care of themselves. So sometimes they, like the other said, you made a decision to leave that dysfunctional, abusive relationship because you can get your own rent. You didn't have to stay. So now we're challenged to really have relationships based on love. They're not based on control. You know, I can't leave because I don't have my own money. And it goes both ways. Sometimes men, you know, if they get financially dependent on a woman and, you know, the control factor, if you don't do my one, I'll keep you out of my house. Matter of fact, one of my friends, after he said, you know, black women in America have a reputation of putting their men out of the house. And that's why we afraid you all, because, you know, we tend to be the ones in this culture, we tend to be the ones that are economically more secure because of history and a whole lot of things. But it's the same energy of I'm going to control you. That can't be the basis of a good, healthy relationship based on spiritual principles that we're going to build a community. It's got to be built on love, free will, respect, and forgiveness. Definitely. But control, that's not going to work. That's going to create continuous frustration because people are wrong people and they are going to make choices based on their own free will.
And what suits them best?
Based on their own free will.
Okay, I want to close this out just so people will know to mark their calendar for the Cheat Retreat. Why do I stay? It's a different retreat every second Saturday of the month beginning in September 10th. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about, Naeem, is multiple intimate partners and how that lowers your vibration because of a variety of things. And that's one of the things that we'll be discussing. We're going to take a few more calls here. Maika says, insecurity or low self-esteem will lay a foundation, absolutely, for breakups. And she also says, alcoholism causes dishonor in a relationship, no matter whether it's male or female. You are right on target.
You're not in your right mind.
Right. You're under the influence of spirits. And those spirits are not of your best interest. Let's try to get a few more calls before we get out of here. 706-202. I do believe that is our elder, Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia. Grand Rising.
Grand Rising. I'm trying to see if I was muted. Okay. Grand Rising. No. And assalamu alaikum to my sister, Naima. And, you know, this is an interesting topic, and it's kind of been going on. And looking at the word cheating, you know, and in that word is heat. In the heat of the moment, a person becomes selfish and desires what they want. And that, in essence, is, you know, and I've heard the word celibacy. Celibacy is the word meaning unmarried. Abstinence is the word meaning non-sexually active. So it's how we define what we're talking about. And the part of cheating is that that's a selfish act. It's considering the self to pleasure what it is that that person wants to do at that moment. Its concern is the self. And so it's looking at it that a person that is, quote unquote, in the heat of the moment is being selfish. And they're gratifying what they want at that moment, not concerned about whatever else person or vow or things that they have committed to. They're looking at the choice is, I want to do this with this person, and so I choose to go ahead and do it, be it good or bad or indifferent. But that's the selfishness. That's kind of narcissistic in the way that a person will decide that they will pleasure themselves and not concern of another that they made a commitment to, you know, and that's the part of overstanding intimacy. In the way that a person loves themselves, if you love yourself and you love yourself and saying that I do not need to have this person because I'm with someone that who sees me as I am and I see them as they are, and we commit to each other. Lust and lush are two words in the dictionary are put together for a reason. Lush and lust are in the dictionary. No other word is in between those two words, because the spirits that create the energy to desire after.
Very interesting.
You know, I think sexuality is also something that we need to have a better understanding of, a higher sex for, and definitely a definition of purpose. Because so much of people's fear is that someone's going to be sexually intimate with another partner. And then as we talk about, we'll talk about the multiple partners, what energy you're bringing in every person you are interested in another person. So there's various levels of intimacy. There's emotional intimacy, then there's physical intimacy. And each stage binds you to someone. So if you're binding yourself to someone, and you're binding yourself to someone else, and you're binding yourself to someone else, and you're binding yourself to someone else, how is that affecting your energy? And what are you bringing into your household if you're involved with all these other people? And maybe you don't even have a household. Maybe you're just a person who lives through and you just got a bunch of people that you're involved with. And if they agree to that, well, that's their choice. But we know that doesn't build family in the sense of why we get together and bond anyway, to build family. And family ties, and I agree with what Mama D said about family. You know, once you are involved in a family, it's not just you. It's, you know, nieces, nephews, cousins, it's all of that. It's extended family. So even if a couple divorces, you can't expect, okay, and I've known people like this, well, you know, why are you still talking to my ex? You know, we're not married anymore. Yeah, but okay, maybe this is my sister-in-law, and we used to hang out and go shop, but now you don't want us to be friends because y'all broke up? No, and I know, and I've seen a lot of families where maybe that person is no longer legally married, but the other family members, they still treat them like, oh, this is still my uncle, this is still my
aunt.
You know, hey, that's y'all that broke up. We ain't breaking up.
Right.
So another thing, you know, family is family, and so we're going to be family. We have to have a vision of what other family and what that involves in terms of what each person is bringing. And this is a very challenging thing if we're angry at each other and we're at an impasse, because you can't force anybody to do anything, but you can get to a point of understanding. And that, and when you get to that point where it's intent, that means you're about to grow to another level. And growth is sometimes painful.
And growth isn't family the human family, because we're all human beings on this planet. And we're all made of and using the same type of vessels and organs. So we're connected, and this is why we share about the part of all my relations and indigenous teachings, is that I'm related to everything on the planet, even the plants and the trees, the insects, the animals. We're beings of the Creator, and how do we define family is in the way that how do I love that which I see that is of this world. And choosing, yes, there's bloodlines that we have that we're that, and there's the part of the human. And as we evolve from a carbon base to a crystalline base, from a Homo sapien to a spiritualist line people, we're making a great evolution. And what we're looking at is, how do we see ourselves in these new paradigm shifts or these new dimensional shifting and identifying that part of defining the human family?
Yeah, this is definitely a shift that we're going through. And if we're looking at our children right now and what they're showing us, I like what Beata said about her grandchildren, you know, being seen, how they've been affected, and understanding. The bottom line is all about the children, not just, you know, whether or not we are still producing children, but the examples we're setting for the children. How are we showing them conflict resolution? Well, we're not showing them too good because they're treating them. So we need to set a better example of how you resolve a conflict when you disagree. And then with married couples, if you grow apart and realize that you're no longer compatible, can you split without children feeling like they've been broken apart? You know, and it's very difficult for children. They got to stick from one house to the other and all of that, and, you know, take a life down. I mean, one parent might talk real bad about the other, and the children got to hear that. That's very painful for them as well. So, you know, when we want to be family, we have to also look at, how am I impacting all of the people in the family? It's not just about me. How am I affecting the children, the aunts, the uncles, the cousins, the nephews? What am I doing that's going to help or hurt them?
And you don't think about that when you're in pain. You are absolutely right. Chris says, empathy, it is very easy to perceive their unhappiness as unhappy with us. Wow. When ultimately, right, when ultimately, very seldom that's the case. You're absolutely right, Chris. Divide, grow when we don't clarify and talk. Thank you for that comment. Vieta says, check out my YouTube channel, Vieta's Tiny House Village, for my new videos. I love it. Spiritual Energy Exchange, SEX. Sex on the beach, baby. When I saw that, I was like, yeah, I love this. Stay in nature for the best foreplay and the big O. Thank you, man.
Spiritual.
Zelda.
And
yes.
So really.
Go ahead, Baba.
I was going to say, with the best with someone is when there is that spiritual energy exchange, even before there's any physical contact. It's souls meeting each other on that higher level, souls that are giving each other that sense of fulfillment. And that's really the strongest foundation you can have for any relationship. And if it evolves into a marriage, which is saying we're now bringing our families together, then you have a purpose. And that purpose can be lifelong, and it can be lasting. But like the person just said on our Facebook page, you have to be able to talk. And when you get to that point, you can't talk to each other, and you can't listen to each other and agree with each other and understand each other, then you can't pull the union together. So you have to be able to listen with respect for that other person's point of view.
And Vieta says, infidelity specialist saved her marriage by working on herself and not blaming and shaming others. She's going to be back on the show. Maybe she can be here for part three. Baba Kwame Sanhorse, you wanted to comment before we close?
When we were talking, when you use the word empathy, there are three different types of empathy. There's the cognitive, there's the emotional, and then there's compassionate. And what we're looking at is, how does our heart relate to the other person that we're dealing with? And that's why I said it's a selfish thing in which a person is just pleasuring themselves and doing what they feel that they want to do at the moment. Or, like you're saying, in the spiritual energy exchange, when you pour in alcoholism, sexism, racism, the ism speaks of the ill sick mind. Because there is an illness of sickness in the mind of those people that choose to use whatever word is before that. Alcoholism, sexism, racism. So the thing that we're having to understand is that you can't expect sick people to do well things.
You are absolutely right. You're right on target. Thank you so very much for that. 8:56, we got one call. We might go over 5 minutes. I can do 5 minutes. Let's try to get another call here. 773-977, you're live on the Female Solution. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
773-977? Yes. Hi.
Ah, Fran.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Who is this?
Hey, I didn't think your girl was going to let me in today, but thank God for you. I'm going to make it quickly. We're talking about cheating.
Is this Lois? About...
Yeah, you know it's Lois from Chicago, Illinois. Let me get in because we don't have much time. You're going to cut me off. Let me in. All right. Now, this is not about cheating. This is about the Addison sending pictures of her in the nude to this woman's to Mama D. Let's get to the point of it. We don't know that they've been cheating. Why are you all supporting this? She said they're taking nude pictures on July 25th, 2022, and sending it to Mama D. And you all are saying, yes, it's not about cheating. It's about respect. I'm so sorry you all are doing this.
Really? I don't know anything about what you just said about pictures. I know nothing about that. This is news to me. Did you know anything about that, Naeem?
I think Lois likes to gossip, but that's all right.
Okay, because I ain't know nothing about that. And, I can't speak on something that I don't know nothing about.
I think that one of the things it's very imperative for us to do as women of wisdom is for us to be able to set an example for the younger women who are really going through a challenge and the younger women who are childbearing age, they are going through a tremendous challenge because this is a society that has really destroyed the family structure. They are coming out of several generations of fathers being taken out of the home. Many of them grown up in single-parent female-headed households. They don't know what a healthy male-female relationship looks like. And we see them in the high school, you know, violence toward each other, fighting over boyfriends, all that kind of thing, jealousy, low self-esteem. And so we've got to really show the younger women who are going to be giving birth and have given birth to the next generation of children how to form a positive kind of sisterhood where we know that the main thing the most important thing is the children. That's our future. And if we as women are able to demonstrate a real sisterhood, a real harmony, well, we know that we are creating a culture of love. And it doesn't exist now. We have to create what doesn't exist. And it can't be based on what was or what was didn't work. That's why it's broken. So we've got to create a culture of the future that includes family, and all children need to be raised in a healthy family. And adults need to have respect for each other. And we need to have more respect for the hearts of the people that we are affecting in our relationships, so that neither women nor men are just treated as things for our ego. We're forming relationships. We're building bonds. We're building community. We're ultimately raising and guiding and protecting children. That's our goal. So when we can do that, and when we can know that it's not just about us and our own personal selfish desires, it's for the collective whole well-being, then we can make decisions. And we can look at our behavior and see, am I helping the whole or am I being destructive? What am I doing that is going to be helpful? And am I being sisterly? Am I being brotherly? Am I being fatherly? Am I being motherly? Am I being part of the greater family of humanity with my behavior? And all of us have a responsibility to all of us. So that's what it really is all about. And we who are women of wisdom, we have to exemplify that, because we can't make it happen, you know, for our children and our children's children until we can show what it looks like.
And not call into a show and accuse us of something we know nothing about. It is 9:01. The show is over at 9 o'clock, but I have to show this video because I was supposed to show the winner of the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And this young lady is from Kennesaw, Georgia, Cobb County. She's down there with you, Baba Kwame Sunhorse, and she's the winner of our Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. So let's hear a few seconds of her, and then you can see her on our YouTube channel.
I know that when you look at me, there's so much that you just don't see, but it is. You would only take the time. I know in my heart you will find. Oh, girls get some time with an doorway strong.
Congratulations to Destiny Ellen. You can hear more of her on our YouTube channel, the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. She was on just this past Saturday. So she is the winner. Congratulations. And she will be receiving prizes and cash in the mail. So if you have youth who are between the ages of 13 and 19, please have them submit their information for the September. It's the last Saturday of the month for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. We got a few more comments here. Her beautiful voice gives me chills. Yes, thank you, Chris. And the video is on our YouTube channel. It's from Saturday's Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, and you'll see it there. Last but not least, it is past 9 o'clock. I do apologize. We need to do a part three. So look for part three next week. And there is no after show today because I've got a press conference I've got to cover with Dr. Willie Wilson, who is suing. He's making a press conference about it. He's suing the Chicago Board of Elections for closing 77 Precincts, yes. So I'll be going live here on the YouTube channel and Higher Learning TV show and on our Facebook channel, HLN TV show, and my channel as well, Zelda Speaks. So, Baba Kwame, you want to give us the a last comment before we leave and come back next week with part three?
Well, there really needs to be a part of how do you heal from cheating? Does one heal from cheating?
Right.
Because
that's
there's a lot of hurt that is being done. And hurt people hurt people. And when you spew poison, you poison, you know, others. And using their name and doing it publicly on airwaves is character assassination.
If
this is what, you know, how do we heal from cheating?
Yes.
How do you heal the person that is selfish, or how do you help heal the person, both of them, in a sort of a sense, is selfish? Because if that is the bond between two people, then there's a lack of trust.
Yeah, right.
And respect. So these are all things that look at how do we repair what has been done. Because we see what it does, because we're hearing it through all the conversations on cheating. How do you heal?
And that's about Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia. Thank you so much. That's exactly what we're covering at the Cheat Retreat, which begins September 10th. It's going to be the second Saturday of every month. Mark your calendar for that. And we hope you will join us next week. We're going to do part three. I mean, the calls and the texts. You see my phone been blowing up every time since we've been on the phone. So next week it'll be cheating part, why do I stay part three? This is part two, but we'll do part three. And we've got to leave you now because I got to get to the press. Anyway, thank you so very much. I got it wrote. I've got it in my email. I got to find it. It's on my blog.
Listen to our radio shows.
And please go to my blog, Zelda.wordpress, so that you can see any information that's coming up about the show or anything that's going on. Plus, you can always go to my blog. I'm going
to
find it here.
For
our global family,
we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Geret. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakor. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Cheating. Why? We're going to work it out. We're going to get, and that's exactly, thank you, Baba Kwame, for saying that. We're working with the healing process, so that's what we're going to do. But I'm going to leave you with this.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Beats. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, 2 p.m. 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday,